Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Danielle McCartney.
Sports Radio.
New York sports fans, my name is Danielle McCartan before midnight, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up on this Saturday night into Sunday morning to 1 a.m. in New York City and beyond. So whatever you're doing at the moment, appreciate you tuning into the show right now and throughout the rest of the next 4 hours, whether that be in your car radio, streaming from WFAN.com, or that free Odyssey app. And of course, we're here in the Big Apple. And Paul Rosenberg and I are coming to you live from the Carton & Roberts studio, from the Mike Francesa studio here in Lower Manhattan. Go ahead, start dialing 877-337-6666. Taking your calls right here in the first segment. And I want you to get aboard as I have my eye, one eyeball on the TV here in the studio. The Knicks and the Clippers are tied at 115 in overtime at the Garden. I will keep an eye on that for you as best as I can. And the official pitchers and catchers countdown. Oh, baby. Yankees, 12 days. Mets, even closer, 11. Now, here we are. Despite an exciting come-from-behind win tonight in Brooklyn, a tale of two halves. You know, first half was oof-ah. Second half was a lot better. The Nets started playing defense. They started getting some rebounds. They started playing more physical, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tonight, instead, we're forced to talk about the ultimate narcissist, Kyrie Irving. He's forced us to talk about him and all of the negativity that he brings to this team yet again. And he wasn't even in a building tonight. I mean, I swear, the guy loves when he's being discussed. And as I, you know, that word popped into my mind before, and I was like, disgust? Well, wait a minute. An Eminem song came to mind. You know the song, Without Me? Now, this looks like a good job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me. I mean, this should be Kyrie Irving's theme song, right? And then, if you continue, it says, sometimes the bleep just seems everybody only wants to discuss me, so this must mean I'm disgusting. You know what? It is disgusting. It's disgusting how this player, in his own mind, A, loves being discussed at any cost, and B, believes that he has earned a multi-year extension. Like, that's just not happening here. And it's, hate to break it to you, not happening anywhere. Anywhere with a good front office that has been paying attention to what's been going on throughout this guy's entire career, not just here in Brooklyn. I mean, Kyrie Irving has been nothing but a distraction since the minute he got here. And before then, but we'll focus on his time here. In his time as Brooklyn, listen to all of the non-basketball-related drama he brought. The first year, he was actively trying to recruit players not to play in the bubble. Then he was out 7 games after pictures leaked of him online, maskless, at his sister's indoor birthday party with a large group of people during the height of the pandemic. And an NBA league investigation ensued. Then he missed 35 games for refusing to get vaccinated. His prerogative, I know. Then the Nets put their foot down. They took a steadfast public stand on the situation and then went back on it. Irving played as a part-time player, didn't become a full-time player until March of 2022. And then, after all of this, the guy, Irving, chose to opt in to the final year of his deal this summer. He opted in. Only to tweet, what, October 20, whatever? Only to tweet the link to that anti-Semitic film. And he wouldn't apologize until he was suspended for 8 games. And now he requested a trade because negotiations between his reps, I'm sure there's more than one of them, not just his stepmom, his team, and the Nets, the negotiations broke down. Tell me a team that is going to give this guy a long-term contract. Is there a team that is that desperate for a royal pain in the you-know-what? I mean, furthermore, how does this guy even believe he's actually earned it? His agent, stepmom, she told Bleacher Report last week that there had been no progress in securing a lucrative long-term extension in Brooklyn. Duh. So Irving is eligible to sign a 2-year, $78.6 million extension with his new team until June 30th if traded. My question is, who's paying that? And in his 4 seasons in Brooklyn, including the playoffs, out of the 298 games he was, you know, around for, he's played in 157 of them. You know what that percentage works out to be? Kyrie Irving is the most part-time superstar player ever. He's only played in, here's a percentage, 52.7% of the games in his Brooklyn Nets career. I mean, come on. And how dumb is Kyrie Irving? I mean, well, do we answer that? I mean, look at the teams that have reportedly been interested in him. Then look at the standings. There's only like 5 teams with better records than the Brooklyn Nets at the moment, right? And none of those teams are even rumored to be interested. So where does he think he's going? The grass isn't always greener. Oh, and tonight he was conveniently out with a calf injury. As out of the game, out of the building. He wasn't even there. And I know he's been out twice so far this season with this calf injury. And I never want to minimize or question a professional athlete's injury. But the timing on this calf is impeccable. I mean, if you actually believe that Kyrie Irving is battling a calf injury, I've got a brand new, state-of-the-art, Wi-Fi-controlled bridge to sell you in Las Vegas. I mean, the Nets haven't had a game since they got smacked in Boston on Wednesday. It's Saturday. And his calf is bothering him? How many days ago was that? I mean, come on. And by the way, the Clippers opened up a 5-point lead on the Knicks at the Garden right now with about 2:20 left to go in the game in the overtime period. And Kyrie Irving's name was announced during the pregame tonight at Barclays Center. Videos flashed of him on the big board, and the fans booed. So this might be the point of no return for the Nets. Woj tweeted as a buzzer sounded tonight. He said, quote, "The Nets are proceeding in talks as though they're determined to find a deal for Irving ahead of Tuesday's trade deadline," sources said. Well, the Nets should proceed with Irving differently than how they proceeded with Kevin Durant's demand to be traded. Because as long as Durant is on this team, they've got a threat to make a deep run in the playoffs and, dare I say, win it all. But the supporting cast around him will determine how far they get. But Kyrie Irving's antics, they're holding this team back. I mean, you'd have to imagine that the trade package for a guy who's trying to force his way out is not going to be great. And the difference with what the Nets did when Durant tried to force his way out this summer is this. After this season, Kevin Durant has 3 more years on his contract, like after this season ends. Kyrie Irving, on the other hand, he's a free agent at the end of the season. So the question is, would you rather get something back for him or take your chances on winning a championship this year and letting him walk? That's what it boils down to. And me, I'm picking the best offer for him that I can get from the Lakers, from the Mavericks, from the Suns, or now the Clippers are in on it. And in those packages, I'm looking for a draft haul and players that would make a difference right now on this team. Because while I have Kevin Durant, this team is still a threat. And of course, LeBron James, GM James, he tweeted at 4:56 p.m. yesterday. He put the watching eyes emoji and the crown emoji. And I'm like, really? And then Kyle Kuzma responded with, tamper. I mean, if Kyrie Irving was not such a wild card, such a flight risk, so to speak, I'd keep him. And I'd ride it out with him throughout the rest of the season. Say, tough, you want to be traded? You can't always get what you want. And the problem is, he's played in only 52.7% of the games in his Nets career, and that's a problem. And there is no guarantee that if you retain him beyond the trade deadline, there's no guarantee that he'll play in another single game for this team if he doesn't get what he wants. That's the issue. And that is why I'm dumping him. I mean, what more do him and Kevin Durant want? The two of them teamed up to play in Brooklyn. They fired Coach Atkinson, who was doing a fine job in building something out there. They traded Jared Allen and the rest of the team to bring in number three of the big three, James Harden. Steve Nash got fired. They brought him in and he fired him. I mean, how fast it came crashing down. Faster than the Roman Empire. And remember when so many people around here were celebrating when the Nets dumped James Harden for a guy who can barely stay on the floor? A guy who has played in just 37 games over a season and a half for the Nets? I mean, come on with that. James Harden was the smartest out of them all. He foresaw the BS going down and he jumped ship. Good for him, you know? And you know what? That is going to go down as the biggest bust in NBA history ever. I mean, what a joke. You know what? The New York Liberty are going to win a championship in that building in the Barclays Center before the Nets do. You know, forget a big three. They just formed their own super team this week with the help of Kevin Durant in recruiting one of the biggest fish out there, free agent fish. I mean, right now, that team is Sabrina Ionescu, Jonquel Jones, Courtney Vandersloot, and like I said, the biggest fish of them all, Breanna Stewart, who said, oh, you love it. She said, I'm built for these moments. I wanted to go to the biggest market in all of sports. Well, you know what? Welcome. And I'm telling you, the Liberty are going to win a championship in that building before the Nets do. So as far as Kyrie Irving, dump him. Dump him for the best package you can get. Because, like I said, as long as Kevin Durant is on this team, they're a threat to win it. And I'm just quick score update here. We got about a minute left at the Garden. The Knicks are still down, and now they're down six to the Clippers. Let's start a break. I'm going to come right back. I'll probably give you an update on the end of this game at the Garden. We'll take your calls, 877-337-6666.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.